How do you keep the momentum going? Everything goes so well coming off the bye week. How do you protect about that? Protect that and just keep everything going coming off the bye?
Man, we got to go out here and practice today and, you know, get started. we know we got a tough challenge ahead of us. Baltimore is a great team. The 3-3 record doesn't, you know, tell about the team that they are. A few bounces here, you know, they would have made a field goal if Clay would have made that catch. They would have shut Cincinnati down the last drive. It could be 6-0 easily. So it's a tough challenge for us. They're coming off a bye as well as we are. So it's gonna be a good challenge.
A lot of people said the worst nightmare for the league was when the Ravens would get an offense. And now they seem to really have it. Their defense has slipped a little bit, but from your perspective, their offense with Ray Rice and Flacco has been pretty amazing.
They're doing very, very well right now. You know, historically, defense always been one of the best. And now they got an offense to kind of complement them. So, they're a dangerous team. We're definitely not taking them lightly. Like I said, we're not even looking at their record. It's going to be a tough challenge for us. We got to go practice, have a great week of practice. So we got our hands full.
Andre, you've been through some of those battles with the Ravens when you were in Cleveland. The way you guys are playing defensively, flying around, hitting people, is it kind of this game kind of a reminder what those defensive battles were like in that division?
It's definitely going to be a physical game. We know what they bring to the table. I mean, they're, like I said, their defense has historically been one of the best for a long time. So it's going to be a physical game. They have a good offense now. Like I said, complimenting them, that can put up points. So, we got our hands full on all three phases.
You feel like you've evolved into one of those defenses yet that has a reputation for smacking people in the mouth, or is it six games and it's not really enough to?
I mean, we just go out there and play. I mean, we don't, you know, get caught up in like what people look at us as. We just go out there and play, try to execute the game plan, and try to, you know, go out there and get a job done.
Have you seen this, you know, Baltimore progress? I mean, just, you know, you see things in their defense that you guys see in your defense too. I mean, are you guys like almost mirror images, so to speak?
Around the league, you see a bunch of similarities in a lot of defenses that you run. So we just, like I said, we really just focus on ourselves. Coach Nolan and, you know, the rest of the defense coaches, they have us prepare well. They put the game plan in, we go out there and try to execute it.
What did you do over the bye week?
Just relax with my wife and kids. Didn't leave the house Saturday at all. Yesterday went to church, came back and watched football for the rest of the day, so just relax.
Anything stand out in any of the games you watched?
I watched the Cleveland game because they're my friends. I still got friends there. And I watched the Cincinnati-Chicago game because I got a real close friend there. So just watched like my friends pretty much.
As a fan?
Yeah, as a fan, definitely as a fan.
Thank you.
Thank you.